This podcast is brought to you by our new Buy American Support America t-shirt, available now at howiecarshow.com. Click store. A portion of the proceeds go to Help ER Eats. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If an American president loses more Americans over the course of 6 weeks than died in the entirety of the Vietnam War, does he deserve to be reelected?
Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Mr. President, overall, South Korea has done 5 times more tests than the U.S. per capita.
I don't think that's true.
That is true.
South Korea's testing was 11 per 100,000, and we're at 17 per 100,000.
So. Are you going to apologize, Yahoo? That's why you're Yahoo and nobody knows who that is.
Ouch! That's gonna hurt!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It happened all at once. His hands were on me and underneath my clothes.
I believe them and I respect them being able to tell their story and having the courage to do it.
Joe Biden was someone who speaks truth, who embraces fact. It knows how to speak truth, even when it is difficult for us to hear.
Maybe she just had a change of heart.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Are you vulnerable on this issue at all because of your son's business dealings in China?
My son's business dealings were not anything with everybody that he's talking about, not even remotely number one.
Well, thanks for clearing that up.
You're gonna have travel bans. You're gonna not be able to have economic intercourse around the world.
That's my trick here, Joe. It sounded like you said
economic intercourse.
The Hawley Smoot Tariff Act, which anyone raised or lowered, raised tariffs.
Unchained and unstoppable.
So in addition to extending the closure on non-essential businesses, I'm also extending the ban on gatherings of 10 or more people until May 18th.
You suck, you jackass.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. It all depends on where you are. Some parts of the country, some of the more American parts of the country, shall we say, are gearing up to go back to work. Some of the not so red, white, and blue parts of the country, more blue than red, are still hunkered down. Apparently, they think it's okay to just keep the non-essential businesses shut down with all the non-essential people, you know, like dentists and plumbers and the electricians and people in the trades.
Mm-hmm. Preach, Howie, preach. Will is an electrician, and this, I mean, it's very funny how you watch people who work from home and have, I don't want to say cushy jobs, but jobs that allow them to work from home, and they're very patient with the shutdown. They're like, well, we have to do what's safe. And I do understand doing what's safe. I don't want anyone to, you know, do something that's going to put them in harm's way. But like Dr. Erickson said on that YouTube video that has since been taken down, if you're not getting a paycheck, it changes your opinion. And if you're not working, if you're sitting in the house day after day, things can
Boy,
get...
Boy, is that ever true.
It gets very depressing.
President Trump is having his briefing early today. So far, there's not a lot going on at it. And although he's still getting the same kind of crazy questions, I mean, there's nothing overtly hostile so far like last night. But, I mean, they're still asking him goofy questions like you'd be doing for your, you know, in the old days, a reporter had to do a feature story for Sunday. So they're asking him feature story for Sunday questions like, you said you spoke to one person who... the family of one person, a good friend of yours who died. Have you spoken to any others? You know, like he wants to do. Who did? It's crazy.
Don't forget my favorite, Howie. What do you say to people who think?
Well, that was a variation on it. What do you say? What do you say when you call up someone?
What do you say are so lame. So bad. Yeah. Howie, this is time for Grace's News, though. And I have a story here that I saw this morning and it took my breath away. Because there are so many elements of this story that have to do with not only coronavirus, but with Howie Carr. Pug in North Carolina test positive for coronavirus. Maybe first for dog in the United States.
Where in North Carolina?
Okay, so the dog, Winston, was part of
a beautiful dog.
Where I used to live in Winston-Salem.
Was part of a Duke University study in which a whole family in Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill, that's where I went to college. And I lived in Durham for a while in my senior year, where Duke University is. You're right. This has so many connections to me. Was it a black pug?
This is like the end of the movie where the person starts putting everything together slowly.
This is like the end of a Seinfeld show.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Everything intertwines.
He was tested for the virus. The mother, father, son. Okay. The mother, father, son, and pug were all tested positive. But the mother, father, son are not getting as much play as the pug Winston. I have to say, he is super cute. He's one of those pugs whose tongues hang all the way out of their mouths, which I just think is absolutely adorable. So I'll keep you posted, Howie, but I just saw this and I was thinking to myself, I hope Howie can handle this news today, because I know how much you love pugs. I know how much you love North Carolina. It's too much.
Well, I thought there was a lot of funny elements to the story, but one of them was that they said, well, he seemed to have trouble breathing, but it's hard to really tell with a pug.
You think?
Because they don't have a real nose. You know what I mean? Ugh. But then it said, but then when he stopped eating, we knew there was a problem, because all pugs really like to eat. All dogs like to eat, period.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you give them chicken fingers. In other news, speaking of food, Howie, PepsiCo gets boost from Doritos and Lay's as soda sales drop. So I wanted to read you some of the products from PepsiCo that are doing well.
Yeah.
And the important thing is that they sell so much soda at movie theaters, restaurants, and sports venues. So,
well, did you see the story last week, Grace, that that ethanol production is way down because they add it to gasoline, and a byproduct of ethanol production is CO2, which is the bubbles for that they put into beer and into soda. So they were saying that they may not be able to produce as much soda for the next few months.
As much soda or as much bubbly soda?
Bubbly soda. Well, I mean, it's soda. It's not really soda unless it's carbonated, is it?
I have to say, Howie, one of my pet peeves in life, I have stopped going to certain restaurants if I get a Coca-Cola and it is not bubbly. Because if you give me a flat soda, there might as well be a cockroach in my meal. It is.
Well, that's. I agree. That's always been the case, though.
It's
Grace,
a sin.
It
is a sin. And I just want to say, I got a Coca-Cola from McDonald's drive-thru this weekend. And oh my gosh, it is truly one of the smallest and yet most impactful things you can have in your life is a fountain soda from McDonald's. I can't say enough good things about it. Anyway, though, PepsiCo, here are some of the products people are buying. There's a surge in sales of snacks, including oatmeal and Aunt Jemima pancakes.
Oatmeal? Okay.
You're not like an oatmeal pancakes. Guy?
No, I like pancakes, though.
And also, did you see the story out of New York City? All these people were flocking to see the Blue Angels Thunderbirds fly over.
Right.
I just don't understand. And I'm not trying to say people are acting dumb, but New York is a hot spot, okay? We have to watch Governor Cuomo almost every single day because of this coronavirus. I have to see him every single day. Can't people understand and just stay home? They all keep coming out. When the ship came in, the big U.S. military ship, they wanted to come see that. When this thing flies over, they want to come look up at the sky, and they all have their phones out. There was 500 people crowded together to see this. I just don't get it.
You know, every 4th of July, they fly over the Boston Pops, right, on the Esplanade in Boston?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, do you get really excited about that? I hear them come by,
no.
And I go, oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, yeah,
he
go back to whatever
at the sky.
I was doing.
I'm trying to listen to the music, you punks.
I mean, some flyovers are cool in general. You know what? Something I don't really get that excited about anymore is fireworks. I'm just over fireworks. They're just loud. Sometimes they look okay, but they don't really do anything for me. And I know I'm going to get hate for that, but I feel how I feel. Howie, there was a story today. Speaking of the pug story, this is like Howie Carr news that I'm reading right now. ABC correspondent Will Reeve caught without pants on Good Morning America. Howie, for those of you who are maybe new to the Howie Carr show, Howie once was on local news, and he thought it was going to be a close-up. He thought it was going to be a shot from the waist up. So he decided to wear, I believe they were khaki shorts.
They were bathing trunks. A swimsuit.
Wait, what? Is that true?
Yeah.
You wore a swimsuit into a news studio?
I'd been covering a trial. I'd been in a federal courtroom all summer, and I had to wear long pants. It was a hot. And so the trial ended.
Who knew there was more to this story years
later?
I've
heard this story 600 times, and no. I never knew you were wearing a bathing suit. Was it wet?
Bathing suit, shorts, it's the same thing as far as I'm concerned.
No. Did you go into a pool? I know you have one. Did you go into a pool with those swim trunks on?
No, I never went into a pool.
So you're just...
I could swim, but I haven't been in a pool, and I don't care for pools.
And by the way, folks, this isn't the slim and trim Howie we know and love. This is thick Howie.
And also, you are wearing open-toed shoes.
Again, I was relaxing after a long and arduous summer, sitting in a courtroom with a guy who had tried to plant dynamite in my driveway to kill me.
Don't use weeks as an excuse for wearing a bathing suit to a work event. Lord help us. You're lucky the people at that news station didn't sue you for, you know, trauma.
Well, what did this guy do? It's about him, not me.
Oh, now, well, now it's just become about you. I will let you know what he did, Howie, on the way back. It's a pretty funny story, and we'll tweet out the picture of the guy if we can. And I just wanted everyone to know that if you guys are looking for masks, you should really check out the on our website. If you click on the banner, the Boomer Natural masks. I have one here. They're very good. You just slip them on. They're very soft, and there's a lot of places now, especially in Massachusetts, where you're going to have one. So you might as well have one that's comfortable and well-made. So go to HowieKarsha.com, click on the Boomer Naturals. When we get back, we're going to talk more about Howie wearing a bathing suit to a news hit. And
no.
You're regretting telling us this. You know what, though, Taylor? On the plus side of all this, the chump line is going to be phenomenal today. I can just feel it.
Maybe tomorrow's poll question will be, who wore it better, Mike Reeve or Howie Carr?
Ooh.
You can put my picture up there again if you can find it.
The New York Post describes...
We can find it. It's one of the first Google searches.
It's a magnet.
Yeah.
It's on
people's fridges
fridge.
Across New England.
It says the hunky ABC reporter. That's how he was described. So
well, then I'm a hunk, aren't I?
Okay, on that note, let's go to break.
I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah.
I was just relaxing. It was a hot summer day. After I'd been in the courtroom for the entire summer, I was ready for a little bit of relaxation.
I've never heard somebody talk about wearing long pants like it's doing hard time. I had to wear long pants all
summer. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If the 2020 Massachusetts Republican gubernatorial primary were to be held tomorrow, who would you vote for? Governor Charlie Baker, a.k.a. Tall Duvall, a.k.a. Charlie Parker, or Bristol County Sheriff Tom Hodgson?
The reason I made this the poll question today is because Charlie Baker extended the lockdown for another 2 weeks to May 18th. This was supposed to be over, wasn't it, in early April?
Next week, May 4th.
Well, I mean, but originally it was supposed to be over in early April, I believe. But now it just keeps going on. I'm telling you, I think Cuomo is going to open up New York before Massachusetts does. So when Albany's open up and Pittsfield isn't, what is that? It's pitiful. I'm voting for Sheriff Hodgson.
98% say, give me Tom Hodgson any day.
98%. Wow. Okay.
All right, guys. Grace's News is brought to you by 1-800-Flowers. To order 24 multicolored roses for $39.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie, H-O-W-I-E. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. Hurry, this offer ends Wednesday. It ends tomorrow. This is a great deal, especially if you want to get your mom some nice flowers for Mother's Day. I know I'll be sending a lot of people flowers, and I'm going to use 1-800-Flowers, so don't forget. So Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden just had their virtual town hall. And, I mean, hearing Joe Biden talk about violence and women and just it's the hypocrisy is astounding. And that's why I'm so happy we had Juanita Broderick on. She was a great guest for the 3 o'clock. But a lot of people are saying, like Howie, that this means Hillary Clinton is looking to be the vice president. And I just want to say,
she's like a vulture, you know, she's circling overhead.
Well, Howie, when Biden was talking to her, and what he was saying was making no sense. And I've said this before. He has a
what else is new?
He has a thing though that he does. He starts off super strong and super fast, and then his sentence trails off and kind of loses a wheel in the road and kind of goes off into the ditch. So that was happening. And while he's talking and trying to make sense of what he's saying, Hillary Clinton's face, if she had a little thought bubble above her head, it would be saying, if this guy beats Donald Trump and I didn't, I don't know what she's going to do, but that was the look on her face. She could not believe that he's the guy who's going to go up against Donald Trump.
That's the look, though, that everybody who's sharing the split screen with him
has. She had the Al Gore eyebrows when she was watching him talk. Like, what? What's he saying? But I just want to say, everyone's talking about Hillary's going to be VP. Hillary's going to be VP. And my whole thing is, what about Stacey Abrams? That girl wants this.
You mean
this.
The governor of Georgia?
That woman wants this so badly. And I don't think she's going to quit.
She wants it so bad she's even thinking of paying her back taxes.
Let's not get crazy here. according to Politico on Tuesday, today, Abrams had been calling Democratic power brokers and asking that they tell the Biden campaign she should be chosen as his running mate. This is kind of like The Bachelor when someone's just a little too eager and they're trying a little too hard. It's like you got to let him come to you a little bit here.
What was said of in Julius Caesar? Jan Cassius has a lean and hungry look.
Yes.
Well, she has a hungry look. So she's kind of half like Cassius, I guess.
Okay, well, we don't need to be mean. Abrams' effort to win the Veep stake is nearly unprecedented in modern politics, with some Democrats saying her actions appear desperate. That's what I would agree with. And speaking of desperate, Dish demands Disney pay for ESPN refund over no live sports. I wanted to get your take on this, Howie. So
yes. I agree. They should. Why? You know, ESPN costs more than just about any other cable channel. Probably costs $5 to $10.
Are they providing a show at all?
They're providing tapes.
All right.
They're providing content.
They're providing content. They're fulfilling their obligation.
Yeah, but it's not anything people want to watch except for the NFL draft, which had that was the all-time highest rated draft they've ever had. But that's because there hasn't been anything else for 2 months. People were desperate.
Howie, but the question is, are they liable here? This is force majeure.
No, I think they're probably going to beat the rap. But, I mean, ABC and Disney are losing enough money as it is with Disney World and Disneyland shut down for the rest of the year, probably. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Paul, the UPS guy, says it's so obvious that the fix is in for Hillary. Biden picks Hillary as VP at the convention. He steps aside. Then we get Hillary versus Trump redux, and she never had the campaign. Thoughts? Well, I don't think there's going to be a convention. If there were a convention, they'd have their hands full because the Bernie people would be angry, and they've already been promising, or some of them have, to burn down Milwaukee if Bernie were denied the nomination. And, you know, Bernie sold them out, but they'll still be angry. And, you know, how do you put the her on the ticket or at the top of the ticket if she never campaigned? I mean, you know, they were accused. Biden, you know, was rambling on the other day and from the basement and saying that Trump was going to postpone the election. And then what, a day later, Andrew Cuomo canceled the New York primary. So who's canceling the elections, the Democrats or the Republicans? The Democrats, when they get a chance. And again, the Bernie people are very angry about that because they know that Biden can't really go into the fall. Seriously, can he? I mean, we've been playing cuts all day of Biden just babbling yesterday and now today with Hillary, just bollocksing up everything. He can't go on.
To work with every state so they immediately increase shelter options, including contracting with hotels and motels to provide shelter. Modifications like sleeping and just to have the idea that we deal with trailers that are available for people as well.
Trailers? Okay. Whatever you say, Mr. Vice President. Whatever you say. Fran, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fran.
Hey, greetings from down East Maine, Howie.
Hi.
Hi. Question surface. I'd just like to have it surface to the people that have been thinking about it in the back rooms. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but the question is, what's your opinion on Dr. Anthony Fauci actually being a minion of the cabal that's trying to take down Donald Trump?
I don't want to get into that. I know that he, you know, wrote some basically mash notes to Hillary Clinton, but he's just a career bureaucrat. You know, something happens to you when you're in Washington, or something happens to most people when they're in Washington that long. They just become sort of swamp creatures, and I think that's what he is. And he has this tendency more than just about anybody I've ever seen. Whoever he's with, he tells them what they want to hear. I've said before, he's kind of a chameleon. I think that's more it than being a member of a conspiracy. And again, having been a bureaucrat, having been an employee of the federal government for 50 years, because he's almost 80, he doesn't, I don't think, have an understanding of the problems that people out in the workforce, out in flyover country, have. He's not only a federal bureaucrat, he lives in Washington, D.C. He's insulated from the life that most of us lead. And I think that's the problem. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur. Did we lose Arthur? Go ahead. All right, 844-500-4242. There was a great column by Brett Stevens in the New York Times the other day. As of Friday, there have been more COVID-19 fatalities on Long Island's Nassau County, population 1.4 million, than in all of California, population 40 million. There have been more fatalities in Westchester County, 989, than in Texas, which is the second largest state population-wise in the nation, 611. The number of COVID deaths per 100,000 residents in New York City, 132, is more than 16 times that than it is in America's next largest city, Los Angeles. If New York City proper were a state, it would have suffered more fatalities than 41 other states combined. And as you know, Governor Cuomo told the nursing homes they had to take people back in who had recovered from the COVID-19 virus. So even though they were now recovered, they went in and infected other people who then died. It was just insanity. And he doesn't take any responsibility for that. He's now trying to blame China, I guess. He's grasping at straws. But even with the Democrat pass, he's still flailing away because people are starting to see how bad his reaction was in the mayor of New York. It's really funny because they're like two scorpions in a bottle. But now it turns out they appear to be equally incompetent and equally to blame for the disaster that has befallen the Empire State and Gotham, the Big Apple. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon. Good to talk to you. Went over to the grocery store to cash some checks that have been stacking up for a couple of weeks, and the gal behind the counter seemed a little dismayed or off. And I asked, I said, what's going on? She said, well, my boyfriend lost his job because of the corona, or the Hunan, and he's getting so much for unemployment, plus the $600. He's getting $1,200 a week, and I have to be in here working in public. And she was dismayed. So
you know, I've heard that from a number of people.
Another one, they're trying to delay the recovery when it was going through the Congress. There were people who understand human nature, generally Republicans, said, no, don't give them so much money. They're not going to want to go back to work. Well, guess what? They're not going to go back to work.
Yeah, there were. I think Rand Paul was one of the senators. Tim Scott from South Carolina was another one of the senators. He said, this is not a good policy. This is going to backfire. I asked Monica Crowley yesterday. She's from Steve Mnuchin, the president, the Treasury Secretary's office, about this. And she said, it's only for 8 weeks. Only 8 weeks. But I guess when you have a $2 trillion package with another $500 billion on, you know, coming behind it, you're going to have these kinds of problems. But again, I know there are not a lot of people, but some people have called me and have told me, well, you know, I wasn't laid off by my company, but my coworker was. He was making the same amount of money, so now he's making on unemployment twice what I'm making. So just I don't know what to say. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
Okay, I'm in New York City, and for the life of me, I don't understand why at these press conferences, Trump simply doesn't take more of a demeanor like Cuomo and simply say, we have to come together. No one called this right, including people running the state and city of New York, including Europeans, everybody got this wrong. And instead of focusing on going back and forth with the press over points that they're making or they're reporting, bringing the country together in a way that says, listen, you can't blame me for this, even though I'm the leader. All leaders got this wrong. And I think it would be a lot better for him and a lot better for the country.
Yeah, but you know, David, if he said, you can't blame me, you know what the lead would be that night. They would use that sound cut, and they would say President Trump, denies that he had anything to do with this. I mean, again, Cuomo is a Democrat. He can get away with it. Nobody really asks occasionally Nancy Pelosi about saying go to Chinatown. Nobody asked de Blasio about saying in March go to that movie. Nobody asked de Blasio why were the subways still running. Only you cut back the number of subways that were running, so the subways were more packed than ever, even though ridership was down. The only one who gets second guess, David, is Donald Trump, right?
No, but as the leader, to a sense, he should. But the point is, he can get second guess, but he pivoted in a way that was constructive and now is allowing the country to reopen. He doesn't get credit for that. But I do think that when he goes back and forth with the bickering with the press, it doesn't help him.
No, I don't think it does either. I would just assume that he didn't take those kinds of questions or as many questions. We were listening to a little bit of it earlier. He was just with some small businessmen, and I guess he was with Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida earlier, too. But I don't know if he's going to do a press conference today or not. Thanks for the call, David. Mr. X, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. X.
Hey, Captain, how are you?
Good.
Hey, listen, this is all about, as you know, this is about shaking down the feds to bail out the public pensions, which are all broke. The longer
right.
the pain goes, the more leverage they've got. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
There's no virus worries here. This is about getting money to bail the pension systems out, which are
well, I mean, there's some places are worried, but Senator Rick Scott of Florida had a great op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal today, and he mentioned just what you said, which was the pension bailouts that the blue states are looking for. Florida, for instance, has 83% of its pension fund funded. You know what the percentage is in New Jersey, Mr. X? 35%. No, it's 35%. I actually was surprised it was that high myself, you know. But you're right. They're looking for a bailout. Same with Illinois. There was a story today that about all the hundreds or not maybe thousands of people that Illinois has on the pensions that are making over $100,000. And the state was already destitute. I agree with Mitch McConnell, the majority leader of the Senate. Let's let the states go bankrupt. You know, why do the states, the residents of the states that have managed themselves responsibly have to bail out the states that have managed themselves irresponsibly? Thanks for the call, Mr. X. Let's play a cut from Dr. Erickson. This is the emergency room physicians. He and another emergency room physician. This is Dan Erickson, and he's with a guy named Artin Masihi. And they had a press conference the other day. They're from California and talking about how this thing is not what it's cut out to be. And it's time to end the lockdowns and get back to work. And this was Dr. Erickson. Let's play cut 25.
It's not a you're right and you're wrong thing. It's the way we interpret data. We work in the field, and some people that are not working in the field and still getting a paycheck have a different opinion. If you weren't getting a paycheck, you might have a different opinion. If you weren't getting a paycheck, if everybody in here is getting a paycheck, right? Cafe Rio is not. They've all been furloughed. Mm-hmm. When you don't get a paycheck, your opinions start switching.
Yeah.
If you were at home, furloughed, for the unforeseeable future, would you be excited about staying sheltering in place?
Exactly. Exactly. And so, of course, the reporters, these were just local reporters on California, they're going, oh, But what about Dr. Fauci? And these guys in the work in the emergency room are saying, you know, no knock on Dr. Fauci, but he's a bureaucrat. We're in the trenches. We're in the emergency rooms. We're on the front lines. We're seeing it, and we know what's going on. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kemp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. So Dr. Erickson was on last night on TV, and after he was on live TV talking about some of these issues, YouTube pulled off his video. I mean, it's still up there. You can find it in various places, but the main spot it was in where it's gotten millions, literally millions of hits over, even though it's an hour long, it was taken down. Because, you know, that's Big Brother, baby. That's Silicon Valley calling the shots. It's pretty scary that they can shut down people who are smart and know what they're doing but are talking against the narrative, the big state narrative. So cut 18, please.
Talk to ER doctors who have no ulterior motive. They have the same viewpoint. There's a post today from a doctor from Wisconsin. I encourage you all to read it. I'll share his story with you. It is exactly what we're saying. And he eloquently displays, he's an ER doctor. He says, I'm walking into this war zone. Our ICUs are empty. I'm scared to go to my own place of work. There's no patients, but we have people in hazmat suits checking my temperature as I walk through the doors. He's like, something else is going on here. This is not about science, and it's not even about COVID. When they use the word safe, if you listen to the word safe, that's about controlling you. So when I talk to all my ER doctors who work in a hospital, no stake in the game, same opinion. That's how I'll answer your question. We all have the same opinion.
Does he sound like a conspiracy theorist? That's what the fools at the White House press briefing would say. But he sounds pretty sane to me. And again, he's right there on the front lines. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who is pushing this idea about a food shortage in the country.
Well, the president of Tyson Foods took out a full-page ad in some of the big Sunday newspapers saying that they're not talking about a food shortage, they're talking about a meat shortage. Because some of these meat packing plants have been shut down. But the president today issued an order under the, what is it called, the Defense Production Act, I think. And he ordered the meat processing plants to remain open. So that's the apparently in I think South Dakota, one of the problems is that they speak dozens of different languages at these meat processing plants. So nobody is able to get through instructions or was able to get through instructions about what to do. And the virus spread very quickly. And of course, there are very few fatalities because everybody's young. But they did shut down these plants, and they've shut down a number of plants. That's the whole thing. That's the problem. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Howie, thanks for taking my call. My question is, I live in upstate New York in a county of about 236,000 people. We have 15 people that have died from the coronavirus in 3.5 months. Now, the executive order came down from the mayor that everyone must wear a mask when going in and out of a store. Where are our civil liberties going here?
That's what Attorney General Bill Barr said. He sent out a memo to the 98 U.S. attorneys and said, you've got to be vigilant to protect the citizens' civil rights. And even Cuomo is saying now that he wants to open the state in regions. And obviously, New York State, upstate New York, is more like the rest of the country.